Like many individuals, one of my passions is fishing. I've enjoyed many days relaxing on the lake, taking in the scenery while anticipating a monstrous catch. My preferred method of fishing for years has been trolling with lead coral line. It's inexpensive and capable of catching large game fish. About the only thing lead coral makes a bit difficult is precise trolling depth. This is due to approximately stated sink rates associated with trolling speeds and variances of different brands. Lead coral depth is a factor of amount of line out, sink rate and trolling speed. Unless you're a mathematical genius or have an extensive chart that's easy to read, and to my knowledge one doesn't exist, you're subjected to maintaining the same trolling speed supplemented by experience. It's not the worst scenario, but you're likely to hit your desired depth placement only about 60% of the time. Truth is, anyone who uses lead coral line would like to improve depth accuracy. I've searched forums and watched YouTube videos for years trying to achieve better accuracy with no real gain results. Then the day of retirement came, and after working for years for a precision company as an application developer, I decided to apply my skills to come up with a means of improving lead coral depth accuracy. So I created the app for my personal use and desire for more knowledge and accuracy. There's no reason why you can't create your own depth chart using the Fishhawk device. However, in app form it becomes a bit more involved. First, you need numerous readings over a range of speeds and amount of colors out. Then you need to plot this data and apply the information to a curve that demonstrates a high coverage and percentage of accuracy. Finally, you need to purchase the development software and possess the necessary programming knowledge. The end result is a nice tool for your fishing arsenal and a lot of personal satisfaction. If you want to share and go public and perhaps recoup some cost, you will incur a submission and percentage fee, 30%. But there is another reward that's not monetary, the satisfaction knowing others are using something you created, and sometimes positive feedback, which is always less likely than negative feedback. Positive feedback will make your day. I realize that 7 out of 10 individuals will only target certain depths at several different speeds, so they may only need a small range of information. However, when you also realize that depth and those speeds might be different for all 7 individuals, well, that's another story. Also, the other 3 out of 10 might target uncommon depths, speeds, hoping for uncommon results, so the solution is an app tool. Personally, I find it very useful when I need to increase my speed on windy days for control and when I want to try altering speed for better catch results. It's improved my catch using it. I hope you find it as useful a tool as I do, and share any positive experiences you have using it. Good luck and good fishing.